This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Builder Supply Outlet, Access Elevator, and Dykstra Home Services. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is David Hochberg, host of this fine radio show. We're glad that you're here. We've got back to our normal time that we have every Saturday, thanks to Northwestern football for starting their game at 2:30 today. So hang on for that after our show. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. In studio today, we have Rich Dykstra Sr. Rich, how are you, buddy?
I'm just dandy, man.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very good. How about yours?
Outstanding. Good. Outstanding. Good. Outstanding. What are you thankful for, Rich Dykstra Sr.?
I'm truly thankful for my wife and my family. They're all healthy. They're all doing good. That's what I'm thankful for.
How about that hip? Is your hip doing all right?
My left hip that got replaced is doing fine. My right one is shot.
Hey, got something to look forward to.
You got something to look forward to. Are we getting that one replaced next year?
It was replaced 4 years ago.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
They screwed something up during therapy.
Okay. So. It's not you. It had to be the therapist.
Oh, it was a therapist.
Okay. 312-981-7200. What are we talking about today, Richard?
We're going to be talking about don't wait. You hear a noise, don't wait to fix it. If your furnace is bad, don't wait to replace it because you might not be able to get one.
I'll tell you what, I got a text message from you earlier, a couple of weeks back, saying, I told you, when Carrier went up 12%, right? Yep. Or one of the major lines
Lennox,
went up.
Lennox now has gone up 15. Train has gone up 12. Goodman and Amana have gone up another 15.
Of the cost of the unit.
Cost of the unit. This year, they've gone up, all the manufacturers, about 25 to 30%.
20 just because of supply chain challenges.
Yep. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Carrier hasn't announced one yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach out more to you,
1-800-421-3220 or WGNheatingguide.com.
Frank Wazalewski was here yesterday, bright and early, when I was filling in for Bob Surratt. I'll tell you what. I don't know if you heard, but I filled in for Bob Surratt on Black Friday yesterday. My hat's off to those morning guys and gals that do morning radio. I don't know how they do it. Whoa. What, that's a shift and a half, boy. It's nice coming down early in the morning at 4 o'clock. It's the Autobahn on the Edens, right? You're not doing 80. You're getting pushed off the side of the road. But I want to thank you for coming down because you received 4 calls from WGN listeners who noticed some challenges of their relatives that were at their home the day before or night before that maybe had a little downshift action and weren't operating and being as mobile as they once were in prior years.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on yesterday. I had a good time. Yes, it was very early in the morning, a little bit more than I was used to. But yeah, we had actually by the end of the day, we had 6 calls come in, 6 people reach out that were looking to assist their family members.
That's good. And that's what this show is all about. So I want to thank you and David Haas for coming down early and sharing your expertise with all of our listeners. And what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about the importance of picking the right company to install your lift. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about our veteran giveaway.
Yeah, we got a winner.
We got a winner. Jerry in Washington, Illinois.
The original winter. My God. All right. That's one. Just mark it down, Tom. I know you're keeping track.
Yep, I got one.
The original winner, the over-under is 17. And Joe's got the over of misspeaking today. Right, Joe?
I didn't take it, but I'll take it now.
The original winner of the stair lift was a typical veteran. And somebody needs it more than me. I'm only going to be living in the house for a short period of time. Give it to another one of my brothers or sisters, right?
Correct. Yeah, James from Chicago actually was the veteran that originally won.
On the south side,
and he said, no, you know what? Somebody's going to need it more than me. Why don't you see if somebody else down there needs it more than me before you come back?
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
Typical, right?
So typical.
And it's so awesome.
It's great. You're going to be schlepping down to Washington, Illinois, north of Peoria, and installing it this week.
That's our goal, to have it in. We had to order some special brackets for them, but we're hoping everything goes well, and we have it by Tuesday, Wednesday, so we can be down there Thursday.
All right, no pressure. We'll call you on Friday and do another interview. Not that there's any pressure of you getting on time as you turn white. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Now, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for the opportunity to be with my family this Thanksgiving. It was the first time I had seen my Aunt Diane and had her wonderful pecan pie. Oh, you know, so it was great to see. I had the first time I'd seen her since the pandemic started. So
pecan pie.
Oh, and she makes a killer pecan
homemade
pie.
Homemade pecan pie.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have a soda?
There's no pecan soda. There's soda pecan, soda S-O-T-A, state of the art.
No soda pecan pie.
There's no pecan pie allowed on soda diet. But I could smell it. I could just, my mouth's watering just thinking about, of course, that's my kryptonite.
I finished it off yesterday for lunch, so sorry.
Why don't you just rub it in a little hard. Warmed up pecan pie with vanilla ice cream, Haagen-Dazs.
Yes.
Just melting over the top of it. Forget about it.
Is there any calories in smells?
It's about, no, thank God, because they're about 1,500 per slice. That's good, so thank you for that. Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet. What are you thankful for, Thomas?
I'll tell you one thing. We had 14 people at our house for Thanksgiving, and it was great. My son is a tour manager for a band. He's been on a tour for 2 months and actually swung by from Philadelphia to Kansas City. So it was nice to see him, all my grandkids. It was the biggest crowd we've had in a long time. We had a ball.
Good for you. And what are we talking about today, Mr. Janke?
We are going to be talking about vanities and how my children, who are also part of the business, are saying that I'm spending money like a drunken sailor. I'm buying everything I could get my hands on, and we're going to be basically talking about vanities and the point of I got them.
Okay.
So you can walk in, walk out.
Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach you.
708-343-3900. Or the best part is go to buildersupply.com because everything pretty much that we have in the store is on there, including pricing.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Good to see you. Your store looks good. It looks nice and clean. It really does. Good to see you, Dave. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. Those afternoon starts are a little challenging for you to come down.
Well, I have a social life.
I know you do.
And Judy reminds me every day that I have a social life and I'm not a radio personality.
That's right. That's good.
Both
which
those
means
things.
I don't have a social. What he's cryptically saying is that I don't have a social life. And
no, Judy, I feel bad when I'm not with you.
I know you do. What are you thankful for?
I'm grateful. I could take the next hour and a half to tell you what I'm thankful for.
No, you got to hit a break. Ben's like, come on already. We got to hit a break.
All right. I'm grateful for being here with you. It's like a Saturday morning family.
And what are we talking about with you today, Joe?
Let's talk about career paths for employees. I think all of us do a good job on getting people on board and giving them careers, providing careers.
I agree. I am David Hochberg. I am thankful for, obviously, having the ability to host a show. Also, my family as well. Everybody is happy and healthy. And special shout out to Sean Compton and Mary Sandberg for giving me the opportunity to come in and host yesterday's show. So I'm very thankful.
What did you host?
The Bob Sirott Show. I don't know if you heard. I was on Black Friday. Yeah,
this is something.
Yeah,
this is
big news. I was on yesterday morning.
Yeah. Big.
Yeah, in case you didn't hear. And special shout out to Dick Sandberg for being the father of Mary Sandberg Boyle. Mary Sandberg Boyle, or Mary Boyle. I think there's a hyphen in there. For being a great father and a loyal listener of this fine radio show. So anytime we could get a shout out to Mr. Sandberg, we have to throw it out there. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back with Rich Dykstra Sr., who is the owner of Dykstra Home Services, with his new hip, talking about why is now the perfect time. Why now is a perfect time. There's number two, Tom. Misspoke. Joe, we're getting up to 17.
That was actually three.
That was three? Okay, 312-981-7200. This is that's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's you, Joe.
Bellying.
Wow.
It's the most.
Keep going. Oh, you're killing
time.
It.
Jerry, you might want to keep your day job. Yeah.
312. Yeah, there are dogs in upstate Wisconsin howling right now.
Oh, speaking of which, I saw your little TikTok thing or whatever you did.
Oh, it's Raining Men?
Yeah.
I nailed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely destroyed that song.
Yeah. But the
in
same
a good
thing
way
goes for the dogs. You know what I'm saying?
312. They're running undercover. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Keep those texts, those phone calls, and those pictures coming in on the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Rich, you've been talking about this. You've been predicting this. You've been warning our listeners about this, that the prices are continuing to go up. There's number six. And that not only are the prices going up, like my ads say, it can't help if you don't call. Like Roy ads say, if your basement's wet, it's not going to get dry by, it's not going to fix itself.
Exactly.
And like you say, if your furnace didn't work last year going into the spring, it's most likely when you turn the switch on. If you haven't noticed, it's been kind of cold the past couple of 2-3 weeks here. Your furnace is most likely, if it didn't make it, just made it through last winter, it's probably not going to make it through what we're going to be facing. And they're predicting a pretty seriously harsh winter coming up. So take it from there, buddy.
Yep. Before we go any further, I have to do a shout-out to Mrs. Nash in South Holland, elderly customer of ours, had a new furnace put in.
Experienced customer of ours.
You know, I was trying to figure which word to use.
Experienced customer.
Okay. What would you call yourself, Rich?
Old. Old.
Elderly and experienced.
Yeah.
Then you could say whatever you want, if you're willing to call yourself.
She's a listener, an avid listener of the show. She loves David for whatever reason.
Okay, she's hard of hearing.
Wow, fooled another.
That's right.
But she's a great lady, so I told her I'd do a shout-out. And she was just giddy that I was going to do that.
Miss Nash. In what town?
South Holland.
Miss Nash in South Holland. Thank you for listening.
There you go.
We're going to send her a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Does she have hardwood floors?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, Miss Nash, call our show, 312-981-7200. We're going to set you up with the Mr. Floor cleaning product that our listeners could go to MrFloor.com, use promo code WGN to get a discount off their first order. So how did you help Miss Nash?
Well, she needed a new furnace. She went from an old 80% furnace to a brand new 95% carrier furnace.
What year was her furnace that you replaced, ballpark? Was it 10 years old, 15 years old?
Oh, my goodness, no. It was from the 70s.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was old.
40-year-old furnace, 50-year-old
furnace. 50-year-old furnace, yeah.
Wow.
Very old. It was old. So, but she's running now. She's excited. Her house is nice and warm.
Do you come across a lot of 50-year-old furnaces? I mean, furnaces that are
crazy.
Still in homes?
I'm seeing a lot of 30 to 40s. Yeah.
That's amazing that they last that long.
I know. Well, they're shot. You know, I mean, we get in, we look at them, and they're just totally rusted out.
There's bubble gum and toothpaste holding those things together.
Yeah, safety's jumped out by other guys. It's just... we're seeing a lot of that.
So not only it's not efficient, it doesn't sound like it's safe.
Not safe. Not safe. That's the big thing.
Yeah. What could be not safe? What would be there's eight. What are the things that are not safe about a 30, 40-year-old furnace, 50-year-old furnace?
The biggest thing is if there's a defect in the heat exchanger. You know, there could be a crack in the heat exchanger. If it separates, then you get carbon monoxide entering the home.
And the only way is there any way for a listener to know if they have a cracked heat exchanger?
Just to have annual maintenance. That's it.
Are most of these listeners having annual maintenance? I would have to assume if it's a cracked, it didn't just happen. The crack didn't just happen.
It's been there for years.
So they haven't been having the maintenance?
No.
Or if they have been having the maintenance, they've been having horrible maintenance.
Right. They haven't. We use infrared cameras. We go inside of it. We do combustion analysis to see if there's CO leaking. I mean, we do a thorough job when we go out.
Joe, you had a question.
But even the unreliability is a safety issue.
Oh, yeah.
You go away for the weekend, you don't know your furnace went out.
Well, pipes go.
Right?
That's why I say don't wait. If you hear a noise in the furnace.
What type of noise?
A squealing noise, or a grinding noise. Yeah.
Did you ever hear that noise in the furnace?
That's the chipmunk in the garage.
That's a chipmunk in the garage.
There's always ducks in a furnace. That's how the heat moves around.
They go quack. but if you hear a noise, get it looked at, because what's going to happen is it's going to break, and it's going to break at 2 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yes.
Or Sunday morning.
Tommy? Don't you also suggest people get carbon monoxide detectors?
Absolutely, you should have them.
And if you've got, like, I've got multiple furnaces, you put them on each floor.
Right, each floor, and get a combination of smoke and carbon monoxide.
Why do you have so many furnaces?
It's a big house.
It's a relatively small house.
A palatial estate.
Hey, and I've got a second floor furnace that is now going to be 32 years old.
There you go.
Why are you proud of that?
I told you, it just broke the other day.
You owe me $5. I told you Tom would drop the second furnace before 10:30.
Yes.
And I just made it. I have a minute and 15 seconds. You know what's funny?
He used to have a heating business.
I know.
Yes. And I'm going to talk about my third furnace a little later, but that's okay.
You got one in the garage. Or is that part of the house?
No, it's in the garage.
Yeah, because you do a lot of work in the garage. You have bikes and you do a lot of work on your Harleys.
He does not.
Yeah. 312. Or he hires people to come over to do work. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have 30 seconds before the break. Then we'll come back, talk more about heating and air conditioning later on the show. But what do you want to let our listeners know?
It's right now we're seeing big problems with equipment availability.
Yeah.
So that's why it's, again, back to the don't wait. I mean, if you're going to replace the furnace, replace it. Don't sit on it.
Are these furnaces made in the United States?
Yes.
Or they are made in the United States?
All the carrier products are made in North America, yeah.
And we have the COVID issues with the spacing of the line and the slowing down.
Right, where they had six people, they now have two.
Okay.
In a line. So that slows
There's
everything.
There's two-thirds of your units taken out.
Oh, still they have that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, OSHA came in and separated everybody up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rich Dykstra, Senior, for listeners want to reach you. How do they reach you, buddy?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuide.com.
All right. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line is open for business. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. As you know, Joe, it's Hanukkah. Starts tomorrow night.
So what's a dreidel? Can you help me?
Dreidel is a four-sided spinning disc.
Like, oh, I know what it is.
Yeah. And it's got different Hebrew.
Do you have one of those?
I've got 14 of them because I have a dreidel collection.
Ooh. Do you really?
Yes.
Huh.
Is that big in the dreidel community?
Nope. Big in my house.
Oh, boy.
I've hoarded all the dreidels.
And then what? You spin it? And
you
then
spin it, and you
something?
Have like chocolate, little chocolate gelt, they call it, which is another name for, this is our cultural segment here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. For all of you, all your listeners that are interested in Hanukkah, I'm telling you. It's chocolate wrapped in like some type of foil, and then you spin the dreidel. The dreidel has a Jewish letter on each side of the dreidel, and depends what you land on, you have to put in a coin or take out two coins. It's basically...
You get to eat the chocolate?
Sounds
like the Jewish way of spin the bottle.
Right, without kissing, and breaking young Jewish kids into gambling. So it's great.
It sounds like roulette. It's like a training ground for roulette.
Right.
Wow.
Break them into degenerate gamblers.
I think I'm
a young
Jew. I want to convert.
You'd be a great Jew.
Are you going to convert?
Kidding. Yes.
I don't think they're going to allow you in.
Oh, I think so. I know how. Burke.
I would write a letter of recommendation for you.
I know you would.
Yes. 312-981-7200.
Might be scathing, though. But.
No, it'll carry some weight. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's get to the text screen here. Joe 815. Good morning, WGN. Congratulations on your weight loss. David, thank you. Go to sodaweightloss.com. 847. What is the name of the steak company you mentioned on air yesterday that I did a horrible job reading their live
read? $5. Say it right.
Happy to meet you is the name of the company. Don't be a cheap steak. .com. Try saying that at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't put it. You just practiced it five times in a row.
You did good.
Don't be a cheap steak.com. The name of the company is happy to meet you. And if their steaks taste as good as their live read sounds like they would, Market Downtown, there's number 9. They must be delicious because my
their
mouth.
Steaks
was,
are.
You've had. Oh,
yep,
that's right.
We package. It was
Kevin and I bought you steaks from that when you had your hip replacement.
Yes, you did.
They were good.
Excellent.
Oh, there
excellent.
You go.
Tender.
There's a live testimonial. 773 question for Mr. Dykstra. We live in a Georgian with a first floor addition. Okay, you got that?
Got it.
All right. When you do your duct cleaning services, along with the small holes that you do in the exposed basement ductwork, do you also take the grill off of every air vent in the house to use the whipping tool?
If possible, if they're not painted solid on for 20 years of paint, yes, we do. Otherwise, we have a blower that we run down each vent so that we get all the dirt out of it into the main trunk line and then suck it out of the house.
And that is now a full year process because you have now a door sealer.
Right. It's called Magic Door. It fits in the front door so that our hoses can run through without cold air coming in.
All right. And how much is a...
It's $4.95. It's on sale right now, normally $5.95, but WGN listeners get it for $4.95.
So it's call your number, say Home Sweet Home Chicago, and they'll get it for $4.95.
Yes, they will.
And that's per each furnace?
Each furnace. If they've got three furnaces like Mr. Jenke has, then...
It'll be a little more expensive. Right. Yeah. And Tom, you're not giving any discount to because...
No.
No.
He's still not going to pay you.
Right.
Oh, that's, yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's, might as well charge me $1,000.
There you go.
Thank you. Get your hoses out of my house. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line 847. Love your show. Best thing in the morning. Strunzo. So thank you, 847 Strunzo. 224. David, my parents' furnace was the size of a Volkswagen Bug. It was a ream, and they live on Maple in Northbrook. So are you familiar with the gigantic ream?
It's a giant green or blue machine. Giant blue machine. Yes, I am very familiar with it. And we can take it out and put in a beautiful carrier system.
How old is that ream?
That ream's got to be 50 years old.
50 years old.
Got to be 50 years old.
Okay, and those houses on Maple are circa 1950 houses. Yep. They're first generation Northbrook houses.
Okay.
If it's still an older house. So yeah. There you go. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line 217. We talk about this all the time, Joe.
What?
Fire safety. Be sure to clean your fireplace. We were so lucky on Thanksgiving Day. No damage. Need to find a guy in Jacksonville, Illinois. It's a picture of the Jacksonville Fire Department. Thank you to the men and women of the Jacksonville Fire Department, Jacksonville, Illinois. Saved. It looks like the Jacksonville Fire Department came out in their equipment and put a fire out in the fireplace, Joe.
That's, yeah, it's hard to say what happened, but it does happen.
Yeah, that's very dangerous. 312-981-7200. Crystal Lake, Greg, how are you?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Real quickly, we bought a townhouse in Crystal Lake here less than a year ago. We are remodeling it, but it's now finished. But one thing we didn't do was the furnace. I did some research. The furnace is only 6 years old. It works perfectly fine, but there's two scenarios here. One is when I was up in the attic, they have the fiber or plastic ductwork.
Flexible ductwork? Or is it?
Flexible, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. It's right. It's 6-inch flexible, and they go to like little triangles and branch out from there. I was told they cannot be cleaned.
They cannot be cleaned because a whip will tear up the inside of that flex duct.
So what do listeners that have that type of ductwork do?
There's really nothing they can do. You can take out all the ductwork and put rigid ductwork in, but that's ridiculous.
Why would somebody put flexible ductwork in?
It's insulated ductwork, so you don't have to. If you put in rigid ductwork, then you have to insulate it.
Right.
And then to get to the very end at where the boot's at, it's usually always flexible, 5 feet of flex. So they can't do anything.
Go ahead, sorry. The second part of my question is that it's a townhouse with upstairs, and we can't get fresh air from outside to get like a 90% or more furnace. But here's our biggest problem is that our furnace, when it runs, it is freaking noisy because it has a 2-foot by 2-foot square inlet vent right in our hallway, which is in our great room. And literally, we have to turn off the TV and or stereo about 3 dB so we can hear ourselves.
You've got a single stage furnace with a central return.
Yes.
If you can switch to a variable speed unit, it'll run in a low flame, low blower most of the time. The only time ramp up in a high is when it's really cold out.
Right, right. Looking at now, we have a Bryant. It works perfectly fine, but it's just the fact that it's just we don't want it anymore.
Okay.
And here's the thing. If we want to get a furnace, she says, get new ductwork. I said, really? That's $2,000. She goes, oh, I don't care. Do it.
Who's this person? Is this person your wife?
Yes.
All right, well, you're getting new ductwork,
buddy.
Yeah,
better do it.
Well, there goes that.
Can she install sheet metal? I'll hire
Yeah, that's not true. It's more than $2,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot more than $2,000.
How much is it?
Well, if they're going to do a furnace, a variable speed, you're going to be close to $5,000.
And then the ductwork on top of it?
Ductwork on top of it. And okay. We can take a look at it because there's ways where we can reroute that return. There's a lot of times where we can quiet it down for you.
Okay. It was very good. Tell you what then. Dykstra.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold and have Rich call you after the show. Okay, buddy?
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right, hang tight for your Mr. Fleur cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. We're going to Kathy and Tinley real quick, then we're going to take a break. Kathy, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I called a few weeks ago. I was the lady out here in Tinley that was my furnace was infested with flies.
Oh, yeah, the fly lady. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Your gentleman came out. First, we tried to fix it. Your technicians are wonderful.
Thank you.
And we got a new furnace with Dykstra. And then after we got the furnace put in, a gentleman came out and cleaned our ductwork. And it's not like the ductwork we had in the city with the sheet metal and all. It's just exactly what you were explaining. And he was here for like over 2 hours. And the dust in my house is different. Everything is different with this new furnace.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And probably the ductwork hadn't been cleaned in years. So I just want to give you kudos.
Oh, thank
nice
you.
Nice people to work with.
Thank you very much.
Well, happy holidays, Kathy. Thanks for sharing your story. And hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning part.
Oh, that was nice, Rich.
Yeah, I remember. She called. She had bugs coming out of her furnace.
But why does she have flies?
I have no idea. We couldn't find the flies.
Okay.
Couldn't find the flies.
Well, it doesn't sound like she's got flies now.
More flies there.
Clean ductwork and a new furnace.
We sucked them all out of the ductwork.
We're going to take a quick break. Frank, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're up after the break, so start stretching those vocal cords. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Go ahead, Joe. Right. Start singing.
It's not. I can't, how could you sing to that?
You can sing to anything.
Not to that. Go ahead. No, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, you're ding.
I know. Give me some. I could sing.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Frank Wazalewski from Access Elevator. I have a pause now. I stopped saying Access Hollywood. Access Elevator. Access Elevator. There's number 10, Tom. So, you had six of our listeners call offer your appearance yesterday morning because we talked about mobility challenges and what our listeners saw after not seeing their family for 2 years. And as you get older, some things get slower. You know, your mobility might slow down, your movements. You might have trouble getting up out of a chair. You might have trouble, you know, walking to the kitchen, walking back with a plate of food that you didn't have trouble with, challenges with 24 months ago or 12 months ago or in October. Okay, it could be that quick. Walk us through. I know you want to talk about some of those, but walk us through those calls that that you guys received, because it hones in on who the WGN listener is all about. What the WGN listener is all about.
Yeah, so the calls that we got weren't, again, these are family members that are calling for other family members. We honestly never get a call, or rarely get a call, where somebody's actually calling for themselves.
Sure.
You know, so it's always about family members or caregivers looking out for their loved ones. They give us a call and ask, you know, what their options are. So, again, we send out we do free assessments for everybody. And we'll go out and we'll help you find the right solution. Sometimes it is a lift, and sometimes it's a second handrail to get up the stairs.
And for those, though, of our listeners, you know, I did host for the Bob Surratt Show. I sat in for
I hadn't
Bob
heard.
Was, yeah. It just, you know, for those that hadn't heard.
Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday morning.
Just checking.
5 to 9. Bob's moving to 6 to 10. So if I get the call from the bullpen to fill in again, which I hope I get, because I think we did a tremendously awesome job. If I do self-evaluate myself, it'll be easier next year. That extra hour of sleep would be great.
You do a lot of that self-evaluation.
I do a lot of that. Yes, I do. So, and we'll leave it at that. So I found that interesting, what you were saying. Most of our listeners don't call for themselves, but the family call. And our big push yesterday was supporting local family businesses and local businesses that have inventory in stock with gifts that you could provide that aren't on a boat off the port of Los Angeles that we've been hearing about nauseam for the past 3 months. We know there's ships out on the port. We see the pictures. We know it's getting better slowly but surely. But whatever in those crates are not going to get to the market in time for Christmas. You don't have that issue because you have crates of product in Illinois right now within 50-mile radius of this radio station that you can install chairlifts and you can install all types of lifts without having to worry about inventory challenges.
Well, you're partially correct there.
Okay.
So stair lifts, yes, we do have stair lifts available. Straight rail stair lifts, we can do those readily for anybody. Some of our other larger lifts, especially ones that are custom made, those are taking a little bit longer right now because the manufacturers are having problems getting the raw materials.
Okay, but if you're not doing anything crazy or custom, a cookie cutter lift that you could plug in 50 to 80% of the homes, 85% of the homes, those are readily available that you could help our listeners.
Correct.
312-981-7200. Joe, how many homes that you redo are for, or you remodel, are for mobility-challenged listeners that need a little extra help to get up and downstairs, or maybe in or out of their home?
A lot of times it's considered, well, you probably see that too, Frank, is like, well, could you make this a little bit wider, just in for future and that kind of thing. So a lot of our remodeling contains plans for the future.
Sure. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Tommy makes a lot of doors, custom-made doors.
Lots
and,
of them.
And you're seeing, do your calls, like Frank's, spike an increase at the holiday time because of what's happening in the future, that they might need a wheelchair, that they might have to call Frank to get the wheelchair from the ground up to the platform to transition into the house, and they need a wider door so they're not banging their hands and breaking fingers? Look. You know, like my mom did a lot of times because she was in a mobilized wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, in interior doors, and Joe will attest to this, is they're usually 28 to 30 inches. Once in a while, you'll see 32-inch doors. But to be able to get a wheelchair through, you really need a 36-inch door.
Sure.
You could do it with a 210, which is a 34. But then, you know, it's just not a matter of going in with a Sawzall and cutting a little bit bigger opening.
It's a big deal.
Because you've got your header, so you have to basically reconstruct the opening, but it's not that difficult as long as you got the room to do so.
So the problem is, like a bathroom, like you say, you know, you could be from tub to vanity, right?
Yeah, I mean, that could be difficult, putting a 36-inch in a bathroom.
Right, so a barn door might work.
A barn door is probably a great idea.
Barn door, swing that door out. Mm-hmm. Pocket doors are really common in bathrooms.
Because I'm doing this.
Why are you doing that?
Because I got a break.
I don't know radio.
Okay,
that's better.
Okay,
the first one was kind of silly. It was like, I'm taking my motorcycle home.
I was doing a break with one hand.
I'm going for Toys for Tots.
That's cool. I'm going to take my motorcycle.
This is Home to Home Chicago. Frank, we're going to come back with more Frank Wazalewski from Access Elevator after the break. 312-981-7200. I'm going to do hand signal.
No, don't, Dave.
Education.
You're not that good at them.
During the break.
I don't even know what
I'm
going to
get better at it.
No,
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Got a special treat for everybody of the show that wasn't or didn't have the opportunity to listen to the end of Bob's show yesterday morning that I hosted for him. We had John Vincent in studio doing his rendition of the oldies that Frank sang, that Dean Martin sang, and also Louis Armstrong. We're going to end the show, today's show, with the way we ended yesterday's show, Bob's show, with John Vincent's rendition of It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. 312-981-7200.
But now people are looking forward to the end of the show more than usual.
Yeah. Because it's over. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm
they're
saying
looking
you
forward
just
to
gave them a tease for the end of the show.
I know. So stick around for the end of the show. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Hey, Ben, when we go live, just edit this out. It'll be fine. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about our veteran who accepted the complimentary, who entered our stair lift giveaway. Let's talk about the veteran. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard. Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know. Will you find out for us?
Oh, absolutely. I'll
okay. What type of challenges did this individual have?
He was having challenges getting down to his basement.
Okay.
So he was asking for a lift to get down to his basement so it would make his life easier and he can enjoy his amenities that he has down there.
What does he have down there? Do you know? Is there a workshop or something like that down there? Or is it a cave that he likes to go watch a game?
It's a man cave.
It's a man cave?
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. So what's the process like with the consultation over the phone that you did? Did you do a video consultation? He's down in Peoria. You guys are up here on the north side in the city around here. I mean, it's a two-hour schlep down there. So how did you do the consultation over the phone?
So this one was actually done by one of our specialists, Amy. She called up Jerry and did everything with him over the phone, talked about it, got some pictures, was able to figure out exactly what type of stair lift that we're going to need. We don't know what side of the staircase it's going to be going on, so we're actually going to be bringing down two stair lifts, one for each side of the staircase. Uh-huh. And then our technicians are just as versed in installing, not only installing these, but working with the person, you know, so they know how to use it and it's going to work properly for them. So they The technician will actually make the decision right on site with the veteran.
All right, Joe.
How? What determines that decision?
Well, some of it's going to be fit. Some of it's going to, but for the most, the biggest decision is based on how that person's going to get off of the chair at the bottom and where they're facing.
Amazing, I get it.
So, because getting on and off safely is the most important part of.
So, if my left leg is goofed up, maybe I exit with my right leg.
Correct. Or maybe we need to add a grab bar to help you get on and off that chair. So, and then when you're coming down to the basement, you don't want to be facing a wall where you only have, 18 inches of space to stand, and you want to be able to get off and have a lot of room to be able to stand up safely.
That is a new medical term, an actual medical term, if your left leg is goofed up. Okay, Joe went to medical school, in case you didn't know, and that's what...
What's wrong with goofed up?
Nothing.
That could cover several conditions.
I know. That's why I'm bringing it up. It covers a lot of things.
Plus, it's casual. It doesn't sound so yuck.
Right. Okay. There you go. The Joe Hogel School of Medicine. So, these type of decisions and these type of factors that you might not even think about, that your technicians are trained to make sure that, hey, we're not just going to throw this thing in, right? You're going to make sure you're going to safely get on and you're going to safely be able to get off and discharge yourself.
No, but how cool is that to take two of them there and say, 100%. Oh, how does this feel? And then, oh, how does this feel?
Yeah, so they'll make the decision right there on the spot on what's the best way for that lift to go in. And honestly, installing these safely is the biggest factor when you're choosing a company to put these in, because even on these straight rail, commodity stair lifts, where they're just made, mass produced, those rails have to be cut to size for your staircase. They come in 20-foot lengths. So you're not putting in 20 feet of rail on a 10-foot staircase.
Sure.
So you have to cut it to the right size. It has to have the right amount of overrun, both at bottom and top, so that you're getting off at a comfortable height, which is usually like dining room chair height, but it varies per person.
Do some of the lifts have the capability of raising and tilting to help the person on the lift get on and off, or is it all fixed?
It is all fixed. So the height of getting on and off is determined on how you set the rail.
Sure.
So it has to be done the right way.
Okay.
And in this particular case, Jerry has a door at the top of his stairs, so we need custom brackets because we have to stop the rail short of the door, but at the same time get it high enough that he can get on and off safely.
Well, that's the key. And this is again, holiday time. Like you said earlier in the show, most of our listeners are not calling for themselves. It's the friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors that are calling for them, and you can take care of those calls for the friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. It's a great gift that keeps on giving. It's better than the sweater or the gloves or whatever. The gift of mobility during this holiday season is key, especially for our veteran Jerry, who likes to go down in his basement and spend time in his man cave that he can't safely get down there right now, but by the end of this week, hopefully, he'll be able to do.
Yeah, we are hoping we can get it done for him this week.
The phone number for our listeners want more information?
630-616-6249.
Tommy, we got some questions about custom-made doors that we're going to get to after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Tom Janke, Mr. 5 Miles East of the Oak Brook Shopping Center, is coming up after the break. We also got some text messages for you, Mr. Dykstra, regarding the vent cleaning. That seems to be very popular on the Mega Pros call and text line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981.
That is my favorite Christmas carol.
I was waiting for that one. I thought you'd just start belting.
Yeah, no, that would have been fun. I was texting Lisa then.
Right, 312-981. Sorry. Sorry, I was preoccupied. I was texting Lisa Dent.
No, because you just gave me a...
I know.
Did she respond?
Say, please stop texting me. 312-981-7200.
Who is this?
Who is this? Please stop texting me. The police will be calling you.
Yeah, I'm calling the authorities.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Tommy, we got a text message from 312. Can you share the information of the guy you're speaking with who does custom doors? Also, does he do interior and or exterior doors? Thank you so much. So
that's funny. They don't know who you are, though.
I know.
The guy.
It's a guy, and he doesn't know who I am. Every guy knows who I am. So to answer your question about custom doors, we can take a pre-existing slab and customize it, whether it's – we were talking before off air for out-of-square doors.
Out-of-square – Tommy, it's amazing. We order those doors all the time.
Oh, yeah. Or you've got an opening, you know, that we've got to customize an exterior door to fit the opening. Mm-hmm. We have our own mill workshop in-house where if you go to the big boxes or go to some of the big lumber yards, they could be 10, 12 weeks on it. And
that's a big maybe.
And that's a big maybe. And it's, you know, you do the little sign of the cross hoping that it gets there right. We can usually do it in about a week. We would take a pre-existing slab, which we have probably 10,000 slabs.
There he goes. There's 10,000, Joe.
10,000.
It's always a big number.
It's always a big
right.
number.
Right. Well, because you need that when you're 5 miles east of the Oakbrook shopping mall. So we could do that. But interior doors, you know how many basements that we do that have 77-inch height doors instead of 80-inch?
Sure.
We cut them. We restuff them. We can modify height, width, we can do out of square.
Here, and then you do a forever jam, is that what you call it? It's a composite jam.
It's a composite for an exterior door.
Brilliant.
But that's what is brilliant. A jam? Explain what a jam is.
A jam is basically the framework around a door. So when you have an exterior door, you go into the big box stores or whatever, or you come into ours. Typically, that white jam you see is called an FJP, which is finger jointed pine. And then it's primed or clay coated. Well, that's probably the vast majority of doors that are sold out there. Or you can upgrade to a composite jam, which will basically last you forever. Mm-hmm. It will never rot.
I mean, Dave, that's the part that would rot on your door.
It's a weather challenge? Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
It's number one, it's the wrong material. It's finger-jointed pine.
Well, a snow will sit up against the door, and that will
that's
just
what rots
wick.
Out.
Got it.
Even though you're painting it, it's still over a period of time, it's going to wick and it's going to deteriorate. It's going to drop out. So, the one thing people don't know about us is all these capabilities. We're starting to get more and more known for doing this out there. But, we're considered the door kings. There's really very few that could do what we could do.
Door kings?
Nope. Door kings.
Door kings.
Yep.
Door
kings. Yep. We've upgraded ourselves from dork to door kings.
That's
a snort? Is that a snort?
Yeah, because that's when I don't want to laugh too loud, then I hold it in.
Because that snort is not noticeable on
there. I know. That's the way it is.
So, the texter, if he wants to take and come in, we've got a variety of choices of glass that you could put into these doors. You know, we have the ability to machine out a door to drop in glass, put in side lights.
I've seen you take, because our listeners have sent in pictures, that you've converted a two-door, an opening that had two doors into an opening that has side panels with glass on it and made it into a one-door opening. It converted a two-door into a one-door, which, some people like that look. And I've seen other listeners send in pictures of you taking a one-door opening, making the opening larger. It was your clients that then put in two doors and took the windows out on the side.
But you know what, Dave? To that point, Tom, tell your listeners what to bring in. So you're saying, I just want to measure the slab, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we're just doing the slab, obviously measuring that. If you want to do your entire front door, the best thing to do is pull your trim off the interior and measure it outside of jam to outside of jam.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the height is standard. It's 81, 81 and a half, when you get your threshold in there.
But if they could bring a picture, how much does that help you?
It helps a lot. And a lot of people are going, these double doors are notorious for leaking air in. They don't seal well. And so people want to get rid of the double doors. They want to put in the single door. They want to put in the side lights. We can customize that door to fit that
opening. How long does that take? What's the lead time?
10 days.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So within 2 weeks, if you want a new door for the holidays,
right?
Because your husband, your wife, whoever hates that door, or you both hate the door, and you want to get a new door, you could literally have the door made. You have to find somebody to install it.
Yeah, call MegaPros. Put it in.
No, we're too busy.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
No, but would that be something
we don't
a handyman for the day?
The show. What?
Handyman for the day? Would that be something that a handyman
for the day? Oh, sure. We do a lot of your customer installs for
If somebody ordered a door today from Tom and had it in 2 weeks, could do you have availability to get
it? I'm pretty sure that's Christmas.
Right.
Right.
Well, four weeks to Christmas. No.
Oh, it's 4 weeks to Christmas?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
How do you know so much about Christmas?
Because I was born on birthday. I was
Isn't
born
that
on
funny
Christmas.
That
There's
he was
11.
Born on Christmas Day just like somebody else.
this Jesus guy?
But all I'm saying is that, yes, we can call. You could. We can install it.
Right.
You've got other guys.
So that one, the person who texted in.
Yep.
Yeah, have them come in. You know, they can call us first if they want to get some ideas of what they need to do to bring in. We've got a great team. You know,
but you sell to a lot of DIYers, right? So
you
sell.
Yeah, that's what
quite
I'm saying.
Honestly, they can install their own.
Yeah, door. we had a father son combo that came in and bought a door, threw it on the top of their car, could not believe it. Drove home and the two of them put it in.
There
God
you go.
Bless them.
It's not that hard.
It's not me. It's not hard. I would not.
No.
I'd pay for it and have somebody go pick it up and
I'd pay for the video of that.
Yeah. Me trying to put a door in.
Oh,
so
you should
I.
have seen them with a pump sprayer. You know those $5 pump sprayers? It's like, Joe, we got to take this apart and fix it. It's like, Dave.
Joe, just drop the $20 of true value and get an Ace.
It's
and get
actually $12, I think.
Yeah, well, I go for the upgrade.
Be done with it.
How could you break a pump sprayer?
I'm very good at breaking things. 708, just tuned in the show. Thanks for tuning in. Who is the door guy you're talking to? I'd like to get his information, please.
Door guy. You thought you were famous.
Hey, door guy.
Door guy.
What's your information, door guy?
Okay, you want to call. You want to call Builder Supply Outlet. And the best thing to do, call us at 708-343-3900. We're there Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Closed Sunday. On Sundays. Good. We're like Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're closed on Sunday?
Yeah, we go to church.
Huh. All right, We got a quick phone number and your address.
708-343-3900. And easiest way to find us is we are 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall.
All right. We've got a quick safety question from Gary in Prospect Heights for you, Mr. Dykstra. Gary, what's your question?
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm Lisa Dent in for David Kapberg.
Wait, what did you say?
Kaplan.
Oh. I'm looking for Henry Ruhlenfurter.
Henry Rollengarter?
He won't kill me.
Ravenboozer. Rosenbagger. Rollengarter.
One of the producers will play that back for him, and I'll never host this show for him again.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Lisa Dent, the aforementioned Lisa Dent, is on the phone. Joe Hogle, you have something to say to Lisa?
Lisa, I'm trying to send you your MegaPros hoodie.
Joe, you're so funny because you've had that for how many weeks in your car?
And I know.
Just leave it at the radio. I think this is an invitation for lunch, really.
Well, that's a different phone call. But here, I've been, every time you're on the radio, I text into the station and say, hi, Lisa, this is Joe, where can I send your hoodie?
And there's
and
a
I
reason.
Just feel ignored, I feel.
Rightly so. So I just wanted to invite Lisa on the show because I wanted her to hear that rejoin as part of the show because you did such a great show. I'm sitting in Tucson at a company trip, Rich Dykstra, listening to the show. Lisa, kill it. Right? I'm like, she's doing a great job. This is awesome. Everybody's getting involved. She's killing it. And then she comes back and says, Clockberg or something like that. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know
You're
what
done.
She said. I'm just like, oh, that's great. So I'm texting Benny. I'm like, hey, mark that. We're going to make it a rejoin. He's like, already did. So hope you enjoyed that. And I think, Joe, we had a little bit to do with all the co-hosting opportunities that she had on this show.
Oh, I don't think so.
It helped her catapult her. No,
I really doubt that.
I'm getting 15%.
She's,
of her salary.
She's big time.
She's a lot bigger than me.
Exactly.
So, Lisa, congratulations. You and Steve Bertrand will be doing the afternoon show after the beginning of the year. So I just wanted to personally have you call in and personally thank you for the tremendous job you did hosting when I wasn't here and making all of our experts feel at home while I was away and you were holding down the fort. So thank you for your tremendous job of co-hosting and running the show basically better than I ever have done, you know, in my...
Well, that's what Joe said.
Yeah, I know. He says that all the time.
Like, oh, my gosh. No, I don't even have to say it. Everybody said it.
I wish Hochberg would move to Tucson. I mean, that's exactly what Joe said.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, why don't you buy a house in Tucson?
I would miss you.
Yeah, Lisa kills it. You suck. Stay in Tucson. It's basically what I got.
I didn't say that.
I loved it. I loved filling in. And, David, you were the first person that ever popped into the studio and congratulated me and welcomed me. And now there's less of you to hug, but I love getting a hug from you because I know I'm in at WGN if Hochberg's on my side.
That's right. You just have to hug me longer.
Or should I say Catberg?
Catberg, right. Catberg, Clackberg, whatever it is. But you're awesome.
That came about because Ray Kaplan was in the studio.
There's
and
no
my
excuse.
My brain was getting That's ahead funny. Of itself.
You're hey, fight through it, Dent. You're a professional broadcaster, for God's sakes. You're not supposed to make those type of errors.
This is coming from you, David.
Yeah, this comes from me. I think I'm up to 11. I'm not a professional. I'm a part-time semi-pro broadcaster. Lisa Dent's the real thing. But congratulations again. Thank you for holding down the fort while I was gone all those times. And, you know, much success to you and Steve in the afternoons.
Thank you. Thank you. I've never felt more at home at a radio station. I'm so glad to be a part of the family. So, Joe, keep texting. Leave me my sweatshirt and make sure you join us on January 3rd when we debut that show.
Yeah. Well, that's an invitation, Joe.
Oh, how do I join you?
Well, you.
And you know what? And Byron, he's always on it. He's always texting, sending pictures.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Be careful of that.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah. I'm not a bad
thing. What kind of pictures, though?
Yeah. Just about his rebar and 2x2 concrete and his 6-bag mix and all that stuff.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for there, Lisa.
All right, you have a happy holiday, young lady. We got to hit a break, as you know. This is radio, and we got to pay some bills, okay?
All right, have a beautiful day. Bye, guys.
All right, Lisa Dennett.
Lisa, good luck.
Coming up after the first of the year, her and Steve Bertrand will be doing the afternoon show. Tommy, we'll come back to you talking about vanities. What are we talking about, buddy? What are we talking about after the break?
We are going to be talking about the mass quantities of furniture vanities that we have just brought in from a major manufacturer.
Probably right. 10,000 of them.
10,000 of them.
Oh, that's million. Nothing.
That's more like it. Throw a couple of zeros on there, Dykstra.
I've got 30 furnaces in my house.
Don't sell them short. All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a picture of termite challenges, Joe, that we'll get to. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
By golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly.
I'm feeling it, Dave.
I can tell. Presents, keep going. Presents. I've never heard of this song. With snow. I swear to God, I've never heard
this
song.
No, David, you don't even know that much about Christmas.
Other than he was born on Christmas.
I know.
That's the only important thing.
Kringle.
Right on cue. That was good. 312-981. Save us, Tommy. 312-981-7200. 312.
I don't know if there's any salvation.
Please, get us out of Jim, Joe, Jim and John. So there's 12 and 13. 312-981-7200. Joe singing. Your topic of the day. We got text calls of doors. Doors were hot, so we kind of did a little U-turn there on you. So
we're kind of multifaceted.
Talk about your 10 million vanities that you have coming.
10 million vanities. We have a billion of them. Actually, what we've been doing is we've been on this huge buying spree to find anything and everything out there because of the lack of materials and the lack of manufacturers being able to produce enough materials. So we found a major manufacturer, and we ended up buying, I think it was right around 7 truckloads of furniture-style vanities. You cannot believe how fast these things are flying out. We have a lot of 72-inch vanities, too, which is really hard to find out there.
72-inch furniture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
For bathrooms.
For bathrooms. Right now we have probably about 500 vanities in stock. So when you come into our place, our aisles used to be just nice and clean, walk through the aisles. Now it's stacked.
Sure.
It's stacked 3-4 high of just all these vanities coming in, and we still have another 2 trucks coming in. So it is amazing how fast that they're going. But the biggest thing is, people, if you are looking for that vanity, stop by because you could pick it up right now, walk out with it.
Is that a do-it-yourself job? replacing a vanity? Not for me, obviously, but for your typical listener? Is that an easy job to do?
Is it an easy job? I would say that the most difficult part about it is going to be the plumbing. And a lot of times when you have an old vanity, you have old angle stops,
yep,
which is your way to shut off the water up to the faucet. If you've ever been around a 20-year-old angle stop, they don't like to close all the way. So in many cases, you got to shut the water in the entire house down. When you start doing that, my God, call a plumber. Call a plumber to do it. You know, to tear out a vanity, anybody with a sledgehammer and a will can tear out a vanity. That's easy. The one thing you got to remember about furniture vanities, though, is it's open underneath. So when you think about this 20 years ago, when they were sure putting that vanity in, they put the vanity in, then they tiled up to the yep vanity. So there's no tile underneath it. So you got to do one of two things. Rip out your floor, and or or you could do some kind of a complementing, because it is somewhat, it's underneath the vanity, but uh-huh, it's still going to be seen.
But a lot, it's like when I... With Mr. Floor, right? We converted a closet into, made our master bathroom bigger,
mm-hmm,
and put plywood down and yep covered it up with carpet. And we didn't know anything. I completely forgot about when we moved out of our old home. You see it all the time.
Every day.
Right? You pull up the carpet, and then all of a sudden you've got this plywood there, which is perfectly fine if you wanted carpet over it. But when you're going to sell a home with hardwood floors, you got to rip the plywood up. So these are things that our listeners need to keep in mind. Is there an easy way to check? Is there a bottom of the vanities, well, I would assume there's a bottom. There's a shelf. So well, how would our listeners know?
Well, there's a toe kick
here, but even then, Tom, even if it was tiled underneath there, chances are it's not going to look the same.
Absolutely.
And, you know, depending on the size of the bathroom, you know, to tear out a floor and put a new floor in, I mean, obviously,
right,
if you're taking out a 20 or a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old vanity, you got 25 or 30-year-old tile underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see a lot of people doing today, and I think Joe can attest to this, people are taking their tile out, they're putting in a clean subfloor, they're putting this vinyl flooring.
Oh, it's the
so
tile.
It's mm-hmm so versatile.
Yep.
You know, we have a click type product that is actually a porcelain tile top. I just did it in one of my flip houses. I mean, this stuff it's like porcelain tile, but you don't have to put it in mortar. You don't need to grout it, and it goes in like a tongue and groove flooring. But vinyl, it's waterproof. So, I mean, it's basically indestructible.
They're putting a lot of that type of product in these hotels that are popping up all over the place, right?
Yep.
Especially in
restaurants
too. Sure.
We believe it or not, we have people with million-dollar houses mm-hmm putting vinyl floors in the entire place.
Tommy, almost all of our kitchens now, high-end kitchens, are
using vinyl. With the
vinyl.
Really? And good. What they've done with the photograph that they've been able to transfer onto the face of this stuff looks incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the vanity part of things, you know, the biggest thing is people are going, these are not your typical big box vanities. These are well-constructed. Typically, they're all a wood product, whether it's, you know, a plywood side. It doesn't have the particle board. But the biggest thing is, come in, you can walk out with a 72-inch vanity. You want a 60-inch. You want a 48. You want 42. I mean, we've got everything from 25 to 72.
312-981-7200. Is it MegaPro's call, text, and photo line? Is it still a big fix-and-flip market out there where a lot of these you do-it-yourselfers are coming in and buying product and putting it in and flipping houses, or has that slowed down any?
I think the flipping of the houses has slowed down because with that interest rate low, you had a lot of renters that have now become homeowners, and what they did is they were buying up all the inventory. So there wasn't enough in there for the flippers to buy it, rehab it, and make any money, because you know darn well that the value of homes have gone up incredibly in the past 2 years. It's still a flip market. You know, I'm still involved in, you know, I've got two going right now. But to be honest with you, the way I found them, unfortunately, is through death. I mean, a parent dies,
sure,
a family member dies, leaves the house, and they don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
You pick it up. But Yeah, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I think there's going to be a correction coming up, just like we had in 07.
I agree.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Spring, summer.
But one of the things that you can do, and some of our advertising shows it, you can replace interior doors. You could do a vanity. These are easy things. You know, it's not like taking and taking a tub out and converting it to a shower. That's pretty. That's a much larger ordeal. These things can be done in a weekend.
815, we just replaced the floor in our bathroom, and it is some kind of foamy floor. So what the
L-O-L, talking like David.
Soft. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
A foamy floor. Yeah. Now, a lot of the vinyl product has got a...
foam back?
Well, it's really not. It's kind of a harder rubber back.
Okay.
It's still waterproof. Foam is going to deteriorate if any water gets in there, so I'm not sure what
I did
they
send
have.
You the picture of that. I told you a tile came up, and there was a softer insulation backing that stuck. I sent it to you, and I said, can I go over this one?
How about that old linoleum? That linoleum stuff had like a soft back on it, didn't it?
Yeah. That very well could be.
All right. We were actually looking for something smarter out of you, but...
thank you. Thank you. Well, then obviously we will not pass the mic to you, but that's
I guess I don't understand the question, but just replace the floor in the bathroom, and the new stuff is some kind of foamy stuff.
It all says 815, call the show, 312-981-7200, because we have no idea what your text means. 312-981.
I like the LOL talking like David Soft.
Yeah, I know.
I want to find out what that
is. Nice little rip on me. 312-981-7200. Donna down in Jacksonville. Thanks, David. For the shout out to the Jacksonville and South Jacksonville Fire Department, paramedics and police. We were cooking and everyone was in the living room with a roaring fire. My son flies into the kitchen and said, your fireplace is making popping noise. See the picture. So that's when they call. I guess it broke out of the firewall. They called the fire department, Jacksonville and South Jacksonville Fire Department in Southern Illinois came out and the men and women did their job and saved the day. So thank you. Kudos to them. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Melissa Nevinson has a question about a converter on a tub to switch from bath to shower, Joe. It's broken. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. This is the that's also the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got Melissa from Evanston on the phone. Thanks for hanging out for so long, Melissa. How can we help you?
Well, if it were for anyone else, David, I would not do it. But it's you, and you're a passionate, passionate man.
I like this lady. I think you should call. I think
wow, you
call
fooled
Saturday.
Another one.
Yeah, Tom, stay in your lane. This is one of the best compliments we've had in a long time.
Yeah, leave him alone, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, I'm talking to Melissa here from Evanston. She's close to my house. Hey, Melissa. What's going
on? Hey, yeah, I don't want David to field this question because he's been messing up all morning. He's got pecans on the brain.
Yeah, we have other people here.
Loyal listener, she knows me well. Okay, so what are you doing in your shower?
Well, now, David, come on.
Where are we going?
Here's what I'm doing in my shower.
What are you doing? Right.
So what are you doing? Here's what I'm doing in my shower. It won't convert over from, the tub to the shower. And it's got, instead of a lever, it has a plunger that's actually on the faucet. So when I pull up that plunger, it just keeps coming out of the faucet into the tub.
Right.
My question is, I bought something online from Danco that should sort of be a universal converter, and I'm wondering, can I do this myself?
Joe? Tom?
But you're not saying, you don't want to change out the whole bathtub. You just want to change out the plumbing.
All it is, it's your spout.
Right.
Because on the top of the spout, you've got your, it's basically a diverter.
That's kind of an easy install.
Yeah. Most of the time, what you do is you go to the underside of that spout, and there's an Allen screw that actually holds it onto the copper pipe coming out. Simple.
Like a set screw?
Right. Sometimes, most of the time, you have that. If you don't have that, then what you're going to have to do is it's a threaded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simple to do. Really simple to do. You know, Joe, I'm sure you've seen it a million times. I know from my the plumbing background is, you basically if it fits over
the plumbing background.
Mm-hmm.
12:30. I told you.
I hung out with plumbers for 35 years.
I told you he dropped the plumbing.
Didn't you have a plumbing?
And I've replaced these before too. So they're simple.
I've replaced them. Okay?
If it's the set screw, it's a simple put in. If it's the screw on, what you're going to want to do
a simple put on
is use a little plumber's tape.
Okay.
All right. Girls, you're both pretty. One at a time. So little plumber's tape. Do I need any silicone gel?
Negative.
Excellent.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Not for this application, but it might come in
handy.
Yeah,
there's other things that, I don't know.
That silicone gel might be useful. we're talking about home improvement. I don't know where you're going. So keep it clean here. This is a family show.
That's
indeed.
It.
For the love
Thank
of
you
God.
Very much.
How would you? No, Tommy, you might need to caulk that back to the wall, though. All right, when you say silicone, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want, once you take and put that spout back on where the spout touches the tile, you might want to
clean it up and put.
Yeah,
a
do you have a kid or a
around.
Husband or somebody?
A bead of silicone around it would be fine.
Yeah, there you go. How about that, Melissa? You happy?
It.
All right.
I'm very. I always leave here happy. Happy with a cigarette. Thank you so much.
Happy okay. with a cigarette.
Benny, you got to mark this because I think Melissa's going to be part of a rejoin eventually.
A cigarette.
I don't know what that
Put her
means.
On speed dial.
I don't smoke, but you guys could draw pictures during the next break. Hang on, Melissa, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981 of your choice. 312-981-7200. You go to MrFloor.com. Type in WGN for your. Discount off your first order. 847, love the show. I think this was meant for Lou, but loves the show here in WGN.
Or Lisa Dent,
right. Yeah. Just want to know if I have anything to worry about because my grandson dropped the rubber tip of a spatula down the air return. Do I have to have this removed? Kathy in Algonquin.
No, just leave it there.
Joe, would you stop by Kathy's home in Algonquin?
Sure.
You live in Algonquin.
I'm going to just bring her a new spatula.
312-981-7200. Before we hit the break, we have a 630, Frank. Is there a weight limit on the stair lifts?
Yes. So depending on the manufacturer and the brand that you use, you definitely have a weight limit. So you want to make sure you pick the right stair lift. They can range in weight limit from 250 up to 500 pounds.
Wow. So
well,
you could
good
get,
thing you're losing weight like
good,
crazy.
Good thing right. I'm losing weight. No, but obviously a heavier person is going to need a wider chair.
Correct.
And a more sturdy base to get that heavier weight challenge person up and down the stairs.
Absolutely. And if you put somebody heavier on a lower weight chair, or even if you come close to the weight capacity, those chairs will break. So it will become a danger or a serious issue of somebody getting either falling off and down the stairs or being stuck on the stairs.
Getting stuck might be a huge problem.
Yes, it's a very big problem. It's very dangerous to get off of a stairlift midway because there's no platform.
Major safety issues.
Major safety issue.
All right. Well,
you need to pick the right stairlift.
That's a great question. 630, do the stairlifts come with a warranty?
Always. So again, based on your manufacturer, the warranty is going to change. Our manufacturers that we work with have a 3-year warranty, and then Access backs that up with the labor if you buy it from us.
And these are great gifts that family members can get together to pitch in on, to give to a mobily challenged family member who wouldn't even think about calling you, let alone buying one of these lifts for themselves.
Absolutely.
All right, phone number real quick before we hit the break.
630-616-6249.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Joe's going to be talking about job opportunities at MegaPros and throughout the entire industry, and all of our experts are looking for help. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Start singing.
What is it?
Why do foes fall in love?
Why do clothes fall in love?
Fools.
Fools.
Okay, maybe something else.
Ding, 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 ding.
I thought it was
not fools fall in love.
I was wondering why flies fall in love.
Why do flies fall in love? I don't think they do.
All right. Hey, Benny, edit this out, too. 312-981 when we go live. 312-981-7200. I'm sure that'll wind up as a rejoin sometime. 312-981-7200. We take the finer points of the show, Jinky, and make sure that it's with us forever and ever and ever. 312-981-7200. Like you mentioned, what did we say? when Ray Kaplan mentioned the food line from the Depression area? Benny, can you find that one? That was classic. When you were going the different types of lines.
Yeah, so your furniture line or whatever.
We'll find it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was the farmhouse sink.
It was
called, and you called it a depression sink.
We
got to
hear this.
Trust me, we will. 312-981-7200. Benny will find it. Don and Wooddale, how are you?
Hi, David. Thank you. I love your show. Just wanted to give a shout out to Access. My husband's a veteran, and they did a stair lift in our home this summer, and it is truly amazing, and he can get around, and I can't thank them enough.
Awesome. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard.
Army.
What type of...
1967 in Vietnam, a medic, and issues facing him now with his health, but Access is making it just truly rewarding.
What type of challenges, mobility challenges, did he have? Or does he have?
Parkinson's.
Oh, Parkinson's.
So it's difficult for him. He still can walk with a walker, but it's difficult for him to take the stairs. It's a huge challenge.
Sure. With the shaking, So
stepping and the falling. So I just, listen to your show all the time. You and your team are awesome, but I wanted to thank Access because they truly are wonderful.
Well, Donna, I'd like to thank you for choosing Access. We greatly appreciate it, and thank you to your husband for his service.
How long, and thank you for your husband for his service. Obviously, that goes without saying, especially Vietnam medic, for the love of God. Can you imagine what that man went through and experienced? How long did it take you guys to call somebody to put a lift in? How long did your husband live with the mobility challenge of not getting up and down the stairs safely before you said enough already, we're calling Access and getting this taken care of?
I would say a good couple years, and then we thought this is enough, and then we started hearing the different advertisements and, hearing from different groups at our VA where we go to. And one nice story, we were just doing some signing for at the VA, and another couple, gentleman served in the Air Force, and he was facing challenges. He heard me talking with the VA rep. He says, I didn't know we can do that. He says, I'm glad you had to come in. You didn't sign your paper. We got to hear it, so we got him started on it, and the wife was just elated.
Got a question for you. Is your husband service-connected related disability?
Yes.
What is he rated?
He's rated 100%.
So you filed to not pay any real estate taxes in the great state of Illinois, correct?
Yes, thanks to you. I hear you say it all the time, and we mention it to that couple we met as well, and the gentleman that served in the Air Force didn't realize that.
Yeah,
that's
so
very good.
He knows now. So you just are so wonderful reaching out to everyone and reminding all of the veterans what to do. So it's just truly... truly thankful for all of you.
Is your friend who was Air Force, was it he or she?
It was a he, but we didn't know this. We were at the VA. We had to sign a paper, and then the wife heard us to say that I forgot to sign a signature through the mail, so we went to the VA. And this other nice couple just heard and said, we didn't know we had this coming. We had no idea that we'd do that. Mm-hmm.
Was Air Force also in the Vietnam era?
You know what? My friend was in the Air Force, but it was a completely different situation.
But
he passed on in the meantime. But I just wanted to say what I at least knew that I can contribute to your program.
Well, thank you. No, that's awesome. Because what a lot of these men and women that flew those planes that sprayed the Agent Orange on our troops in the jungles don't realize that loading that garbage onto the plane, they were not protected, and the pilots were also not protected, and they're also should get rated if they're having challenges. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. We try to tell everyone that we come in touch with. Absolutely.
All right, well, stay tuned for your hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, and thank you for sharing your story, and thank your husband for his service. Okay for us, Donna?
Thank you, David, and good luck with your special program you're on. I love listening to it.
Well, thank you. Hold on. Frank wanted to add something else.
And thank you again, Donna. You have yourself a beautiful Christmas.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thanks for all you do for everyone.
Take care, Donna. 312-981-7200.
Nice job. I like that stuff.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So
this show is really pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Donna brought up a huge point. I mean, veterans need to apply for their benefits. They have to apply.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
It's there to get.
Yeah, even if you don't use it today, you might need it tomorrow. Go and apply.
And
you
get,
earned it.
And get rated.
Oh, first Friday of every month at the Elks Lodge in Crestwood, we have a giant group of VA reps there. They have an actual like Winnebago-type vehicle
to take the stories so they can get rated.
Get them signed up right there on the spot.
Where is that again?
It's in Crestwood and Midlothian Turnpike, 4428 West Midlothian.
And you don't charge them anything.
Oh, no, it's free.
It's free.
Completely free.
For the love of God, veterans, get in there and get what you got coming to you. Mary St. Charles, you got a Fawcett question. Mary?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I had a faucet replaced, and now the water pressure is not what it was with the old faucet. And I'm told because of it's a new faucet that the pressure is less because they're saving water. Is that so?
Oh, the restrictor is on the new faucets, Tom.
You the aerator's plugged up.
Yeah, I mean, you could have your aerator plugged up, but yes, back when federal government many years ago changed it to a 1.2 gallon flow, it does not have that same type of flow. So they've designed different type of aerators now to make it seem like it's a heavier flow, but there's just a lot of air in it. You know, is this a pull-out faucet or is it a stationary?
No, it's a bathroom stationary.
Oh, it's a bathroom faucet.
Yes.
I would definitely take your aerator off.
Yeah, I think that's
and rinse that out. Take your aerator off.
What is an aerator?
Aerator is basically where the water comes out of the faucet. It's a little round piece that you need to get a wrench. You need to basically pull that off.
Just unscrew it off.
Yeah, my suggestion, too, is if you take a wrench to take it off, put a towel or something on that wrench so you don't, the teeth of that wrench don't, you know,
leave
annihilate.
Yeah,
but you can always go to the big box stores and they sell aerators. You know, that's pretty simple.
Clean it out,
but you probably have some sediment in there. And the other thing,
it's a new faucet.
How old?
New, brand new, out of the box.
Lot of times when you change the faucet out, that loosens it, and then you're going to wind up with dirt junk in it.
Right. I would at least try I would try taking the aerator out. You look at the supply tubes on a lot of these new faucets, and they've gone from half-inch supply tubes to 3/8.
And that's to save water, right? I mean, I know you're rolling your eyes, but that's what they're trying to do to conserve water.
Right. I didn't know that they're restricting the flow on a faucet.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I did that.
I don't understand why that's saving water when you have to take longer because the pressure's not coming.
100%.
You know, it's kind of like the water-saving toilets. You got to flush them twice to make it. So what did we really save in doing so? Like Joe had made mention, which is absolutely true, a lot of times when you replace a faucet, you disrupt the pipes because you're shutting everything down, then you're starting it again. It loosens things that have been in the pipes. Just try taking the aerator out, seeing if there's any sediment.
Same thing happens to me in the morning.
Yeah. Just getting out of bed.
The pipes got to start clean again.
Yeah.
Or the cartridge could be plugged.
Right. That's even worse.
Then you got to call plumber.
Yeah, but that cartridges typically on a new faucet wouldn't necessarily be clogged up. That happens a lot in the older ones. But I would just do, the aerator's about
clean
a 3-minute
drain. How
three
long can we
talk about this? That's just that little piece at the beginning, right?
Yep.
Of the faucet.
Yeah. Yep, it's a round little disc.
Only for another 40 seconds because we got a break. Mary, we got to put you on hold. Thank you for calling in. Tom, she's in St. Charles. If she can't figure it out, she can just call you and you can stop in.
By.
I'm just right down the street.
Look at that.
Hang on, Mary. You're going to have a...
Mary, Tom's got you covered.
I'm going to get you Tom's cell phone number. Hold on, Mary. 312-981-7200. Tell Grace what type of Megapros, Mr. Floor Cleaning product you like. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Our phone line, our text line, our photo line is 312-981-7200. We got another half hour. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. a farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s, you know, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression. The Roaring 20s.
Wake up,
what do you call the late 30s?
The Depression.
Yeah.
You know what? The Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but
you should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad,
and then like a bread line.
A bread line.
Hey, I'm gonna, hey, and instead of the edge, we're going to call it the soup kitchen.
That's good. It works.
Soup Ray kitchen. Kaplan with the win.
Ray is a trip.
Who would guess she's funny?
She's a great attorney. She's awesome, and she just absolutely crushed that.
Who would have known you could put attorney and funny in the same
conversation? Not too many people could pull it off.
Right.
And
Schluter could, too.
Schluter's hysterical.
Schluter could do it.
So is Levy.
Do we only have fun people on this show? So you know.
Well, John, you know, Stephen A. Not Levy, Leahy. Leahy. He'd probably be funnier if he was a Levy. Well, that's a whole other story.
Or he's dressed funny in something other than a suit. I wonder if he goes swimming in a suit.
I think he does. And that goofy hat, or at least a tie.
Goofy hat, yeah.
You know, he thinks he's in the 50s. I don't.
Yeah, he is. He's like a gangster movie. Right. You know, he should be only in black and white.
And if you ask him, he's like, I was born and raised in Austin, and I saw the Good Humor Man get shot.
Scram, scram, fellas.
312-981-7200. Special ending of the show. We're going to play John Vincent. In case you didn't hear, I hosted for Bob Surratt yesterday, in case you didn't hear that. At 12:54. We're going to replay John singing It's a Wonderful World.
Was it good?
By Louis Armstrong. John singing or me co-hosting?
Oh, my.
Me hosting for
the
Bob.
The singing.
The singing was outstanding.
Okay, good.
And me hosting for Bob was equally outstanding. If you want, John's having a show coming up. You can buy tickets and give us holiday gifts. You get more information at Rizzo's Bar and Inn, 3658 North Clark. He's got shows December 2nd, 5th, 9th, 12th, 16th, 19th, and 23rd. Tickets start at $15. You go to rizzosbarandinn.com or John Vincent Live. There's 14.
Yep.
JohnVincentLive.com. These are great gifts. Support a local amazing singer. He's going to take us out at 12:54. At the end of the show, 312-981-7200. Joe, hiring. You guys are hiring. There's opportunities and careers in your field.
So, meaning it's a hot topic for everybody, right?
Yeah, we are all hiring.
Yeah, right? Everybody. Yeah.
So, all I wanted to really stress is that, well, I'm tired of everybody saying that the young people are lazy and entitled and all that other stuff. We are doing great with young people. We start them. We put them on a plan. We put them on a map. We do not make it easy. You know, you're going to start at Mega cleaning out trailers and cleaning the shop. And we give you a real strict map. We keep telling you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. And
career
These guys, this career path works. And they look forward to it. And I'm telling you, it is a great education. I do think there's kind of a re-energized look at the trades.
Tommy?
Well, I would really hope so, because by attrition, you've got so many of the older tradesmen that are retiring out, and they just don't have enough new ones. And, you know, you think about this. You see this advertisement, you know, for the trades where they show a picture of a kid who just graduated college with $150,000 or $200,000 in debt. And here's a kid that's joining the trade, goes through the apprenticeship program, and is making $80,000 or $100,000 a year and has zero debt because to get trained, whether it's plumber, electrician, carpenter,
HVAC.
Elevator operator, you know, they have schools within the unions. And there's a lot of shops that are non-union, too, that will take and bring a young kid up and train them exactly how they would do it.
And I guess that's what I'm saying. That's working for us.
Us, too.
And
us as well.
It's so gratifying to see these young bucks with starting their 401k. We could right now start young people, 18 years old, on a 401k.
Yeah.
All right? And to see them buying houses and starting a family by the time they're 25.
26 years old, and they don't have that student debt.
Yeah, Frank, they have a much more stable foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but yes, it's the same. So if you're young and energetic and you want to get into the trades, you can call anybody that's on the show. We're all hiring. We keep talking every week that I'm here. We talk about it. So if there's a trade that you'd like to get into or like to try, give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to work, we have jobs for you, and not just in the trades. We have jobs for you
in the office,
in the office, and as assessors or salespeople.
Good point.
Yeah. Rich, what are you seeing?
Yeah, we're bringing in, we'll go to trade schools and bring in the green kids and train them. And that's worked really well for us.
Starting out basic bottom of the rung. And listen, everybody wants to start at third base with the huge lead.
Oh, Dave, I'm saying, my guy, if you're going to start straight out of high school knowing absolutely, you don't even know how to back up a truck, right?
Yeah, no, that's why I'm talking.
So you're going to be cleaning the trailers, and you're going to start at $13 an hour.
13, so 26 right. to 30 grand a year.
Yeah, but I'm saying by Friday you could be making another buck because now you know how to back up a trailer.
No,
you know what I mean?
And it's we do it the same way, too. Right. The more lifts you learn, the more products you learn, the more we're going to pay you.
Mm, and the exactly. only way you're going to learn it is by getting in with a company that wants to teach you
right.
because of the work shortage, the labor shortage right now. Everybody who is worth their weight in salt and have made it through. And here's the key. If you made it through the last 22 months of what we've gone through as a company, you're probably going to make it. You've got a leg up of ahead of everybody else. You just went through hell in a handbasket March of 2020 till now. Okay, if you made it through the fog and you're coming out on the other side, right, you've got more work to do than you've got bodies to do that work. Okay, everybody has told me that. I've got moving companies telling me I could triple my moving company if I had movers, if I had young men and women that wanted to learn the moving company. Everybody that is in the studio now has told me that they could increase and expand their business and grow their businesses if they had the labor force to grow their business. Tommy.
Well, one of the things we're doing right now is we're looking to put another location in. And the thing that just worries the death out of me is I can find the location.
Right.
But who's going to be there to run it?
Correct.
Who's going to be there? How am I going to find the employees to do it?
I'll run that location for you.
You know, and we try to pride ourselves in running a successful organization, so we'll keep your application and keep you in consideration.
Promise.
Is he going to pass a background check? That's
know.
A whole other story.
Yeah, you don't do that, do you?
it's a drug test that'll take him down.
Yeah. No, the drug test, I'll be fine.
It's a tequila test.
That we're going to have a problem with. But yeah, I mean, today, if you breathe, you can find a job.
If you want a job.
If you want to work, right. The jobs are out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the jobs in the elevator industry, I've done a ton of loans for individuals. I've got families that are in the elevator industry. Starts out mom, starts out dad, starts out uncle, then the cousins and the brothers and the sisters get into it. These elevator workers, if you're in the making the right type of money, are making $50 to $80 an hour, are making $120,000 to $150,000 a year. That's not chump change the last time I looked at it.
No, but that's also the large elevators. That's not the small ones.
Right. But,
no, but it's also the guys that are good.
Yes, it is the guys that are right? good. You have to be willing to work. You have to be willing Absolutely. To be humbled, to be educated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to do that and you're willing to put in 4 years of, you know, of that kind of a trade.
You're going to be in the driver's seat.
You're going to be in the driver's seat the rest of your life. And very much like Tom said, you're doing it without debt.
Without debt,
absolutely. But unfortunately, like you had made mention before, a lot of times they want to start at the third rung of the ladder
sure,
instead of starting
take this
at the bottom.
Down and you take
no, I don't.
Down
I'm a realist.
I'm saying I don't see that. No,
I'm
you're
a
not a realist. You're kind of in the negative end. What I'm saying is that I don't see that, Tom.
Oh,
these young bucks are looking for somewhere to go.
The ones that are not going to college, I agree with you.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of the ones that go to college
now,
are coming out
Tommy
thinking they need to make
negative,
you know $70,000 to $80,000 a year out of the gate.
We've got a young man we started this year, 16 years old.
16 years old.
Got a 4-point plus grade average.
Good.
Wants to be in the trades.
Good.
Good for
so
him.
So we started him stripping
copper.
Scrapping units.
Good.
Scrapping units.
Yeah, don't pause after you say stripping.
But that's what we're starting to see. So
thanks for pointing that out, Joe.
You're bringing the show.
he starts there. 312-981-7200. But that's the point.
Yeah.
You get a 16-year-old kid out of high school that, I don't, listen, 4.0. I got an 18 on my ACT. I mentioned this. I took it three times. I've said it 100 times on the show, right? I went to Northern Illinois, got a great I got a great education. Parents paid for college. Thankfully, it was a lot less expensive 25 years ago to go to college, but or 30 years ago to go to college. But the bottom line is that you don't have to go to college to make a good living, right?
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
And we pump this into our kids' heads, go to college, go to college, go to college. And I'll tell you what, if my daughters didn't want to go to college and wanted to go into the trades and create a living for themselves, fixing elevators or doing HVAC, I would have zero problem with that. I've got enough money saved up to go to college. If they don't want to go to college, they want to work with Joe, I'd probably have a problem with that. Tom, no problem. But Jeremy, no problem at all. Because
I don't blame you.
I understand.
But what you're saying is true. You made it to where you are by your work ethic, your commitment, and who you are.
Not my grades.
Exactly.
Not my grades. My desire to work hard, to succeed, and go forward and build what I have by my hard work and dedication, working weekends and doing that. And if you've got that drive today, you can make an absolute fortune without student loan debt working for one of the experts on the show and others throughout the industry, throughout all the trades that are dying to bring hardworking individuals into their field and then train them up and get them to work. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You are listening, again, I just said it once before, to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Like Don, no idea.
It's Blue Hawaii.
Melikilikila is a thing to say.
That's hard to say.
On a bride.
A couple of tequilas in you would roll right off the tongue.
I think I said it right.
Is that Bing?
That's the island greeting that we send.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Of course, sounds like Bing Crosby.
Of course, it's Bing
Those
Crosby.
Were the best ever.
Yeah, ask a 20-year-old who Bing Crosby is, and they're going to go, who?
I'm going to go. Do you want to go to my house and watch old movies after this?
Oh, Grace knows.
Do you have jammies?
He wants you in his man cave.
Grace just chimed in, our 22-year-old phone answering professional, basically said that she knows who that was. With her nose ring in.
Really?
So there you go.
Wow. Very impressed.
There you go.
It is Bing Crosby, right?
Yes, it is.
Shrugged her shoulders.
For the fourth time. We've confirmed it four times. Listen! 312-981-7200.
Richard, I don't trust what you say.
I know you don't.
Okay.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mr. Dykstra. What type of knowledge and nugget of knowledge, there's number 14, that you would like to leave our listeners with?
If you're going to replace your furnace, go with a variable speed multi-stage furnace. Don't go with the single stage.
Why?
Because a single stage, it's either on full speed or it's off, where a variable speed will float and just turn on the heat it needs to heat.
Do you have these in your warehouse?
Yes, we do have a pretty good selection yet.
And
yes,
if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you to get these wonderful furnaces?
800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuide.com.
Frank Wazalewski, Access Elevator. I didn't screw it up once during the show.
I'm so proud of you.
So am I.
Good job.
I got a gold star. What type of nugget of knowledge would you like to leave our listeners with?
If you're looking at doing any kind of accessibility, home modifications, stair lifts, you have vertical lifts, make sure you have it done and installed by a professional. Make sure you have it professionally looked at. I can't tell you how important it is to make sure that your modifications and lifts are done properly to make sure that it is truly going to be a safe solution.
And what's the number on our website for our listeners to contact?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Tom Jenkins, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get one of those 6-foot, 12-foot, 80-foot vanities, how do they reach out to you, my friend?
The special on 90-footers today, they can reach us at...
Oh, Jesus. There is something wrong with you. Do you know that?
Yes. I know. They can reach us at 708-343-3900 or to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com. And just a quick last but not least, when we started the show, we were thankful for something. I just want to give a shout out to my sister-in-law. Lola came all the way from California to be with us for Thanksgiving along with her son, Valente.
You or your wife?
It is my wife's sister.
No, to be with you or to be with your wife?
I was pretty much be with my wife.
Okay, Megapod.
I think the wife told you to say that, too.
No, I really like my sister-in-law.
Okay, good.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
megapros.com.
Dave, do you want to come over and watch old Christmas movies?
Always. Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
You're going to be the sandwich. I'm going to be on one end. Joe's on the other. You're in the middle.
I'm going to decline that invitation because that doesn't sound appealing to me.
No, it didn't to me when Tommy said it that way either.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Enjoy John Vincent on the way out. We'll be back next Saturday at a regularly scheduled time, which is 10 to 1. Have a great weekend, everybody.